Hello, everyone. Greetings. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU, ready to share a special live set from Quintron and Miss Pussycat on the podcast today. Thanks so much for listening. First, I wanted to tell you about a silent fundraiser that WFMU is having right now. It's WFMU's 31 Days of October. We've got a ton of specials planned, on-air things, off-air events, etc. So go on over to WFMU.org for more info, or you can make a pledge on my playlist page, WFMU.org/playlists/LB. I would like to hear from some of you podcast listeners. Anyway, moving on, Quintron and Miss Pussycat of New Orleans stopped by the WFMU studios this week to play a live set. So I'm going to share that with you, and then Quintron and Pussycat are going to do a little bit of guest DJing as well. So I hope you enjoy it on the podcast today. And I'm supposed to be quiet about it, but pledge, damn it. We're going to hear from Quintron and Miss Pussycat live in the WFMU studios. So very exciting. They have not been to WFMU in years and years, and I'm so pleased that they were able to swing by on their recent trip to New York. For those who don't know, Quintron and Miss Pussycat are from New Orleans. They're musicians who have been doing the DIY thing for many, many, many years and doing it well. Mr. Quintron has created his own little audio device called the Drum Buddy, which is something that you can see demonstrated in a hilarious video on their website, QuintronandMissPussycat.com. He made this thing a long time ago, and he's going to be using it during this live set today. But he's just kind of a sonic genius. Miss Pussycat is heard on many of Quintron's records, backup vocals, maracas, and she also has her own special art project. She does some amazing puppeteering and puppet shows, and she's actually released a few records of puppet dramas. But she's got a new film coming out soon, a new puppet film, and you can catch the trailer of that on their website as well. So, yeah, definitely go on over to QuintronandMissPussycat.com. You will find a wealth of fun things. But I'm just really excited to share this with you guys today because Quintron and Miss Pussycat are like DIY heroes and possibly my spirit animals. So with that, let's listen to their little noise jam today on WFMU. Quintron and Miss Pussycat, take it away. Woo! Nice live music from Quintron and Miss Pussycat hauling out the drum buddy to the WFMU studios. Thank you so much. Quintron and Miss Pussycat would like to play a few select Zydeco tunes for you all. And then after that, they'll hop into the studio to do a little talking. All right, let's get down to some Zydeco.
Same old two-step right. y'all. Come on. Do that thing, Wayne. Here we go. Oh, see the devil deciding to go around. What you say? Walk through the club that I had to get. Why? Hitting on your man, cause she died for whatever. Yeah. Look out now, here come the Zodi Cold Rebel. Check out his shirt, look at his jeans. What? She all stars out and she's on that wave. Yeah. She dance all night and get a drink on. At the end of the night, she's taking your man home. Watch her, oh, she's the devil, the Zodi Cold Rebel. Walking through the club with her hair together. Hitting on your man, cause she died for whatever. Look out now, here come the Zodi Cold Rebel. Come on, Wayne. Hey, B-Mill, I like it like that. You like the Rebels beat? You know I love them. She rockin', don't stop. Come on, B-Mill, mash them drums one more time, huh? Take it out now, here come the Zodi Cold Rebel. Look at his shirt, just look at his jeans. What? She all stars down, and she knows she's crazy. Yeah. She dance all night and get a drink on. At the end of the night, she's taking your man home. Watch her name, and she's the devil, the Zodi Cold Rebel. Walking through the club with her hat together. Hitting on your man, cause she never would ever. Take it out now, here come the Zodi Cold Rebel. Look at him right here, he can talk. Hey, Michael, what'd you say? We'll be right back.
face, both hands up. You know that you're greater than them. Now raise one hand up. If you know you got haters, but raise both hands up. If you know that you're greater than them. Time and time again, my God, you wish you would end. Follow me, the leader, and you'll be hating again. You just can't stop me. But even when I'm bragging, it's a matter of fact. So there's nothing you can do. If I was you, I'd hate me too. Now raise one hand up. You know you got haters, but raise both hands up. You know that you're greater.
Looking at me, smells so good, tastes like honey, drinks coming free with lots of money. Don't get mad, mad at me, I wanna dance to the Zydeco beat. Don't get mad, mad at me, cause I wanna dance to the Zydeco beat. Ooh, do your Zydeco dance. Zydeco people make your backbone slip. I don't know what you've been told. It ain't that, it's the Zydeco.
Ooh,
do your Zydeco dance. So sweet, saw a couple men looking at me. Smells so good, tastes like honey. Drinks coming free with lots of money. Don't get mad, mad at me. I wanna dance to the Zydeco beat. Don't get mad, mad at me. Cause I wanna dance to the Zydeco beat. It's the Zydeco. Do your Zydeco dance. Do your Zydeco dance.
tug that coochie, baby. Coochie on me, coochie, baby. Coochie, baby.
Mr. Quintron and Miss Pussycat for coming to WFMU. That was quite a lovely noise jam. Thank you to the Drum Buddy as well.
You're welcome.
And WFMU's Farfisa.
Aw, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's been so long since you've been here that we moved off of the dead college campus that we were on, and now we're in Jersey City.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was so close.
We played in the dead college campus on our first tour to New York.
Really? That was the first time you were in New York?
We played there on Christmas Eve, right?
I think it was Christmas Eve, yeah.
We had this brilliant idea to come to New York only to play on Christmas Eve. To one person and a dog.
And, there was
but it was with Baby
storm.
D. It was us and Baby D, right?
That's how we met Baby D. She played harp.
Oh, no kidding.
And actually, somebody was listening.
Two people.
To WFMU, and they heard the Puppet Show soundtrack, and they drove all the way to Coney Island to see us. And
Coney Island High.
Yeah, Coney Island High, and that man shows up every once, and I was like, hey, so I heard you in my car.
You have a lifelong fan because of that.
Because of that.
So if there's only two people in the audience, you better still do the show.
Cool. So you guys have a lot going on right now, and I think it's worthy of mention that you were just commissioned by, was it the New Orleans Art Museum recently to record your last album, Sucre de Sauvage?
Not totally. Didn't happen like that. They asked us to do an exhibit in the New Orleans Museum of Art of our work.
Oh, okay.
And for Miss Pussycat, it made sense to. She's a visual artist. There's puppets. There's photography. There's paintings. And for me, I don't do any of that stuff, so my idea was to install myself and my recording studio into the museum and spend every working day recording an album in public. But I ended up actually doing most of it after hours because I couldn't tolerate being there when it was open unless I was doing busy work.
Were people gawking at you the whole
time? Yeah, and I thought it would be cool. I'd be cool with it, but I was not at all cool with it. It was awful.
Really?
Yep. Bad idea.
Oh,
number
wow.
2 million from Quintron.
But it turned out great because I
the
love
album
that
is my it's my favorite
it's
record
so
I've done, and it made me work on it like for thousands of hours and record so much tape because I really told myself I had a time clock, punched a card, and everything. I was like, I'm coming here every day for
three months.
Yeah. And so I worked much more inside the music than I normally do because of the number of hours I was spending getting detailed and gathering field recordings and mixing them in not to mention the recording space itself is pretty incredible. The acoustics worked out really well.
So where was it recorded? Was it just inside the museum?
Well,
in like a hall in a
we had our own wing.
We had our own wing, yeah, the contemporary wing. Part of the contemporary wing was devoted to. It was a huge exhibit. It was devoted to
Miranda Lash. It's because of her. Yeah. They hired a new curator. It's the first time they'd ever had a contemporary art curator at the museum. It's like an oldie worldy museum. And she asked us to do an exhibit, and we had our own wing.
And I recorded a lot of it out in the... It's kind of set... The museum is in City Park, which is sort of a very manicured swamp in the middle of New Orleans.
It's beautiful.
One of the most beautiful places on Earth. And I did a lot of field recordings out there.
I was going to ask you, because there's a photo of you in the album, and you're like...
I stayed there for a week. I didn't leave the grounds of
City
Park.
So you actually slept, like, in a tent?
Yeah.
In the sculpture garden.
Wow. Yeah. And, wow, 3 months of that. Which months were they?
It was really nice months.
It's like January, February, March.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't too cold?
Mm-mm.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
And Quintron got to go into their collection that's not on display. You know, all museums have collections that aren't on display because they rotate it. And he got to choose what to put on the walls. And that
in my studio.
I just went because I was like, I love that museum. And I was like, I'm just going to go with you to pick this out just to be there. But tell them how you did it.
Oh, they just would let me walk through the vaults. We did like over many, many months and thinking about it, like what I wanted to be surrounded by during this recording process. And I opted to go with all portraits of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by bitches.
Nice.
Old, from the olden days.
Did you have a favorite?
Yeah, definitely. And I did it, and Miranda, the curator, was really into this, doing it salon style, like just maximalist paintings on top of paintings. You know, like the walls were wallpapered with these
like
portraits
an audience.
Of women. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to hang out with them every day. And one painting of George Washington, painted by the man who did the original etching for the $1 bill.
Yeah, it was a study for the $1 bill, yeah. But it was a color oil painting. So
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, you recorded that record, I don't know, probably year before last, because it came out last year, right?
It was two years ago.
Okay, so 2 years ago, you were camping out in the swamp next to the museum, and... This year, you guys came to New York briefly to play All Tomorrow's Parties, and now you're going back to New Orleans briefly before you jet set off to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be in Europe for a month, October 4th through November 9th for a tour, and we're going to go on vacation in Barcelona at the end. Yay!
Good call.
Yeah.
Now, which countries are you going to hit? Because WFMU has a pretty good international audience, and I would like to... force them all to go see you. All of Western Europe needs to see Quintron in the next month or so.
Spain, the classics. Spain.
France. Lots of shows in France. Germany.
UK. Netherlands. Yeah. Sweden.
All right.
That's probably it.
If he named your country, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm telling you.
Sorry, Italy.
For a good time, you got to go see Quintron and Miss Pussycat.
Yay!
There's a lot going on with your record label right now, too, which is pretty exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rhinestone Records. And I know WFMU is loving the Ninth Ward Marching Band right now so much.
Yay.
And but you guys have a 7-inch release coming out pretty soon that's kind of exciting as well.
Yes, we do. Quintron, do you want to describe this? Oh, okay. I'll describe it. One side is Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. And they cover a song of ours called Chatterbox. And it sounds so good. Some of it's in French. And, you know, they're like a traditional band. And accordion. And then on the flip side is a song by Keith Frank that we cover, Haters. And it's produced by Mike Napolitano and Cece Adcock. And really, it's great because there's such great producers worked on it. And I don't know. It was magic.
So when's that going to be released?
Next week.
Next week. Okay.
Yeah. Our style is when it shows up in the box at our house, it's released.
It's released.
Yep.
People can find you online at...
QuintronimusPussycat.com.
Mm-hmm. And on that site, they can see a trailer for a very exciting movie that's going to be released soon as well, correct?
Yes, that would be The Mystery in Old Bath Bath. We've been working on a new puppet movie for about a year now, in between doing shows and going out of town. And it's another adventure for Trixie and the Tree Trunks. And I don't want to give too much away, but they go to an old spa town called Bath Bath and explore, and they go to a museum called Babam. And anyway, it'll be out. It'll actually...
You just got to see it.
You just got to see it. But you cannot see it until November. We're going to go on a little movie tour. We're going to go hit all the major markets like Waxahachie, Texas, and Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Oklahoma City, and Houston and Austin to show the movie. So anyway, we want to have like special movie screenings where we get to come to see it too.
And will there be live puppets at these screenings?
Yeah, Miss P's going to set up in the lobby like a display of the main characters. And
yeah, I won't do a live puppet show, but yeah. I might. There'll be like
the stars
Q&A.
Will be there. The
yeah,
stars
okay.
will be there.
The stars
yeah,
will be
a display,
in the house.
An
yep.
exhibit. And I think for most of the shows, we're going to play after the movie screening. So
Quintron show plus awesome screening
yeah.
of the new puppet movie.
Yeah, and maybe popcorn.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
What else is going on? How about with the venue in New Orleans? You guys didn't get too much water or a little bit with Isaac?
It rained in our house for about 20 hours or more because it was raining sideways going up through the shingles and just raining in the house. So
that's frightening.
We built interior gutters. Quite fashionable interior gutters to route the water into buckets. It was no big deal at all compared to Katrina. It was just, you know,
a lot of
hard
water.
Work and yeah, it wasn't that much water.
Okay.
Katrina was 3 feet of water. This was like dribble draining coming from everywhere just because of sideways rain for 40 hours straight.
Yikes.
But it was not, seriously not a big deal.
Okay, that's good. Except for the power outage.
Power outage for a week.
Bad.
Yeah, but sometimes it's nice to have life forcefully
really
interrupted.
We did a really good recording session during the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
Both of you together or were other parties involved? Nope.
It was just us at like 2 in the morning.
Just boombox battery-powered stuff.
Yeah.
The mother-in-law lounge is about to open again. Is that thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, of course. Yeah, definitely. Guy named Kermit, a really famous trumpet player named Kermit Ruffins, local, who doesn't get out of New Orleans much, but he is as big as you can get in the city and very well respected, really intelligent, amazing musician, is taking it over and reopening it with a whole lot of rules that the city impose, which don't make any sense to me at all. But.
Yeah, they have to stop having live music by midnight and close by 2, but... Whatever, as long as it's open.
Yeah.
As long as the neighbors don't complain.
We won't turn this into
They're
a local
right.
politics complaining festival.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the music that you played for us? You brought in this amazing cassette tape, and we got to hear
We've been playing Zydeco. In Lafayette a lot lately, which is like the epicenter of the Zydeco, South Louisiana Zydeco scene. We've been getting really into, mostly from tuning in the radio in that part of the country, and from our friendship with some musicians there, C.C. Adcock in particular, who's taken us out to these crazy Zydeco clubs and just getting really into like modern Zydeco stuff. It's my favorite music of all time.
What do you think you should recommend to
Keith Frank? Folks? Get anything by Keith Frank. He is the man.
And we heard a couple of his tracks.
You heard two by him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we also heard Jackie Neal and some unknown
some
person
guy on the radio
singing Zydeco Rebel or
yep.
something of that nature, right?
Google that and you'll probably find like
a million
five
videos.
Songs that are called Zydeco Rebel. There's another one by Jay Paul, but it's not that. It's not Jay Paul when you're researching this. It's the older guy.
Are there any other musicians in New Orleans or otherwise that, you know, we should be aware of that perhaps we are not?
King Louis. Anything King Louis does is great. Missing Monuments, Persuaders, King Louis One Man Band. Anything King Louis is very special. And I really like Gary Wrong. And they're mostly out of Mobile.
Well, I want to thank you guys again for coming back to WFMU.
Thanks for having us. We love this station.
I hope you come back again soon. I mean, that was far too long of a gap. We need a little more Quintron and Miss Pussycat in our lives. Maybe we can get a radio puppet show going on or something.
Yes.
You know, the internet makes these things possible. Live streaming video.
I'm game.
Plus a radio show.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
All right, you're coming back here. You're catching it. You'll go to Europe. You'll come back. You'll think on it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be in New York again.
But you should come to New Orleans and maybe broadcast live from Spellcaster Lodge.
I would love to do that. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna think on that.
Okay.
Cool.
Maybe for Mardi Gras.
Ooh. That sounds dangerous.
It would
dangerously
be
fun.
Really dangerous and fun.
All right. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Liz.
And a special shout out to Dave Mombach, who engineered that live set of music from Quintron and Miss Pussycat. Thanks so much, Dave.